Well, I'm glad you all are here tonight. We are going to get into chapter 2 of my book, and we've just been taking some sessions to revisit what is this bliss? What is whack? Is the title of this series. And actually, we took a little trip down Martin Boyden's experience with the WAC last week, which was really fun. I love how Martin just showed up and demonstrated it for us as he attempted to tell his stories. if you want another little tangible drink, you should tune into last week's recording. It was really fun. Martin's such a sweetheart, such a gospel drinker, and certainly so much of this, you know, is caught as more than taught, as a lot of you know. Oi, 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 ying, ying, ying. And shakalaka. I just believe in tonight, even, woo, if you showed up and you needed a drink or you're still wondering what's going on, that you would just catch it. You would catch the incurable ease. It's already caught you. And yo, 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 yo. Feel the love. But chapter 2 of the book, it's actually the most literal of, if you ask that question, what is whack? Chapter 2 is where I attempt to describe what it feels like to be whacked, what it feels like to be high on God. There's a lot of other chapters that talk about, you know, different aspects, but this was actually the what is whack question. And I also, for those of you that are joining, we'll have times tonight where if you want to just describe what it feels like to you, what it's felt like, some experiences you've had. The last couple sessions have been kind of stories, and tonight could be stories too, but I wanted to do a little bit of a recording just to, you know, people, some of that, you know, the first reason I wrote chapter 2 was because a lot of times when you say, I'm high on God, people will be like, oh yeah, man, I'm high on life too, bro. Yeah, 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 totally. Me too. And I'm like, But have you experienced what I'm talking about? Like, are you though? Like this isn't just like, oh yeah, you know, I like music sometimes, you know, sometimes I get excited. I'm like, bro, have you ever passed out from God? Have you ever gone into like a 7-day trance? Have you ever been struck mute? We're going to talk about some of those experiences. The mystics of old would go in, you know, Teresa of Avila, like, have you ever taken communion and then levitated up to the ceiling and had to like bite onto the communion cup to like, just not to fly away? Like, are you, like, this isn't just, hey bro, yeah, man, you know, like, life is cool. I mean, that's good. Oh, shing ding. I mean, I'm happy if anybody's enjoying anything, that's great. But what is whack? So we want to just, you know, and honestly, we're all just sniffing the cork, really. Like, I love, Shakira just commented, goals, you know, life, like Teresa being floating up like flying Friar Joseph of Cupertino, you know. We've had a couple friends that have levitated and, you know, some of this stuff. I mean, it is, yeah. And so I would love to actually, some of you guys could tell some of your, what happened to you exactly, like, because that helps some people, you know. And a lot of times when you just start to talk about it, it starts to happen again, you know. Other people start to catch a whiff of like what you're sniffing, you know. I love testimonies, not to just talk about the good old days, but the only reason I like testimonies is because when you start talking about it, you start to taste it again, you know, like. So, yeah, so I'll just read a little bit of my book first, and it's actually a shorter chapter, and then if anybody else wants to talk about, you know, what they've experienced, and, you know, a lot of my heart in this whole series is that we would all together just keep growing and keep maturing in the wine. Not into, you know, whenever you hear the word maturity, there's always a little scariness for those of us that have been told to sober up, been told to mature back into people that aren't even drunk or whatever. That is not what we mean. But at the same time, and I think obviously, like, I've been walking with a lot of you guys for a while. Some of you already know, it's like, I'm just so glad that it's not just, you know, some of the immaturity that we saw when we first got drunk, and, you know, some people didn't even know what we're drinking, and or they're just mixing it in with all kinds of stuff that really doesn't isn't life-giving long term, or the whack to them became some sort of performance, so they thought it had to look one certain way, which ends up bringing condemnation on themselves and everybody else when it doesn't look that certain way. Like, there's so many things we have learned and that we can keep learning and growing into while still being as drunk as a skunk, flatter than a lizard drinking, as Dave used to say. The wisdom is always in the wine. The wisdom, and the wine is in the cluster. And as we converse and share the wisdom together, shing, shing, dong, ding, dong, wing, wong, ling, long, it's only more blissful. And a wee. So I really can, I continue to have a desire to share together, to continue to grow and to wake up, whoa, to to more together, more of what we already have, who we already are, and just that it would be easy and light and fun and life-giving, sustainable, that it would bless our families, that it would be integrated. I love that Holy Spirit has integrated our whack into like making us better at our jobs, better at taking care of our kids. Like, this isn't like a lot of us, I think, have taken cues sometimes when we, from the world, when we think of how to, like, oh, I'm drunk. And then we use these old definitions of like what it meant to be drunk. We're like, oh, that means I'm supposed to be like irresponsible and like only care about being loud and annoying and, like whatever. And over the years, we just realized, man, and that's why lately I've really been, I've had this heart for, just this substantial whack. Like the mystics of old, you read of Brother Lawrence or Teresa Avila or some of these that were like, these people were walking in something substantial, guys. Like, it wasn't just a couple of silly jokes at the end of a meeting or something, or like, which, every God knows I love those, but like, just walking in the deep, where, whoa, you're so drunk that you feel the rich compassions of Mama Holy Spirit for your fellow brothers and sisters, and you just want to lay your life down, and you're like, I want to give everything away and just take care of people, and I want to be just a stunning, like, human, So, all right, let's read some of the book, and then we can share more thoughts together. I'd love to hear your experiences, your thoughts, but let's just remember as we begin to read that he didn't say, all who are thirsty, come to me and think. Well, all who are thirsty, come to me and drink. Ooh, and I will give you freely of the waters of life without money and without cost. Oh, all who are thirsty, buy wine and buy milk without money. Okay, let's see here. I'm gonna try to screen share again. We can follow on. We're going back into story time, boys and girls. Let's see. Story time. Okay. So from chapter 2, this was page 21 in one of the versions. I think this is the PDF version, page 21, but it's just chapter 2. Shabba. Okay. What do you mean by high on God? Yee. Yo. Okay. Let's see here. Help me, Jesus. The first thing you may be wondering is what exactly is going on here? What the heck do you mean by high on God? These are the first questions we are often asked. They are great questions. They have beautiful, pure, life-changing answers. However, I request your patience and calm consideration at first. Before any skepticism or prior experiences make conclusions on your behalf, give it a couple of chapters at least.
Your questions may take a while to be able to answer for those who are new to the experience. And yes, they really do need to actually be experienced to be fully understood. You may already realize that this is true about most spiritual experiences. Many times they're really only understood years later. Think again upon the supernatural events and prophecies of the Bible. Rarely were they understood at the time. Even generations later, they are wondered about and interpreted in vastly different ways. This book is definitely not meant just to be read about. It is meant to be experienced. In fact, the best idea may be to just put the book down and simply realize the high right now. Woo! Christ is in you. The whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Bam! Feel the buzz of God washing over you even as you read. Yeah. It can be just that easy. Take a moment and just sit in contemplation. See what God might do. Oh. So long as we're looking into things with a context of something greater than mere surface language, there is often great value in discussing and understanding the things of the Spirit. So please proceed ahead in reading while being open to a true present move of Holy Spirit in your life. God is eager to make this stuff real way beyond the words on the page. For many of you, though, the words you're about to read will really help to give clarity regarding the high of God. I honor and bless you, whatever place you may feel that you are at. Plunge ahead and be supremely blissed beyond words. God is the high. First things first, then, what is the primary premise of this whole book? What is this high? The high is God. God is the high. Namely, Jesus Christ is the high. I would add the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the foundation of it all. Amen. You. All right, next page. Yo, 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 yo. What the heck are we talking about? We are talking about the tangible experience of God. Throughout history, people have often become absolutely overwhelmed by the glory of God. We will explore this in much greater detail later. Yet for now, let's make just a very short list of some of the most potent examples. I want to bring to our attention right at the beginning some specifics of exactly what we're talking about. Let's get into the juice. Did you know that there are many scriptural accounts where people would literally fall over because of the presence of God was so intense? In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 5, it says that all of the priests present at the day of the temple dedication were unable to stand because of the thick cloud of God's glory. The prophet Daniel was also recorded to have involuntarily fallen on his face before God in the book of Daniel chapter 8. Another great example is John, the beloved apostle of Jesus Christ, who already knew God intimately. When John saw Jesus in the book of Revelation, he was forced to hit the deck as well. What humankind often fails to realize is that God is not just an idea. God is not just a far-off ethereal concept. God is personal. God has substance. Sometimes that substance is referred to in Scripture as a literal cloud. And what if that cloud was permanently living inside of you? Oh my, wow. This is the same cloud that knocked all the priests over in the temple. Let's dive a bit deeper on this thought for a minute, just to help give an initial understanding of where we're going. Scientists are only beginning to scratch the surface of the connection between the spiritual realm and the natural realm. Discussions about consciousness and where the spirit or awareness of life come from are happening more and more all over the media and scholarly world. I'm often asked the question, are you talking about the spiritual realm or the natural realm? The answer is yes. Could God be a natural physical cloud? Yes. Of course, just being a natural cloud does not contain or fully describe God at all in the fullest sense. Yet the point is that God has a true, real, and living substance, ultimately revealed in the literal man, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God in a body, a tangible, living, physical body. Woo, Jesus. Yet Jesus in his physical body was not the first or only time where God appears in a tangible sense in a way that could be experienced. The Gospel of John chapter 4 reminds us that God is spirit. This spirit can also be tangibly experienced. The spiritual realm is not a realm without literal effect. Even God the Father and God the Holy Spirit have tangible substance. Spirit is just as real as natural realities. In fact, it's quite likely that soon the spiritual realm will be scientifically discovered to be merely invisible realities that historically had not previously been perceived well by human observation. Obviously, that's already happening more and more. Scientific breakthroughs will continue to happen. Our best technology and scientific instruments will continue to grow, and new discoveries will be made. Not to get too far off topic, as I am not a physicist. Amen. Nor am I a professional scientist by any means. I have, however, become quite experienced with being high on God. Shiggy-diggy-diggy-diggy. And all that to say, it is quite a literal, tangible, real experience. Something is happening to every part of me. Woo! Just say every part of me. Just say something is happening to every part of me. Woo! Yo! what page is this? 23 in, I think, PDF. From my spirit, quote unquote spirit, to my big toe, the gospel of Jesus Christ has become way more than just pie in the sky, ethereal concepts for someday far away. I literally feel like heaven. It's affecting every part of me. Something is happening. I become convinced that there is a tangible substance being released in and around me, causing me to be high. Now, God includes so much more than being high. Don't get me wrong. I'm in no way wanting to limit God to just one facet or description. God's substance causes all of God's life and virtue to flow through me. God is an unlimited, creative, perfect, and holy one. However, as we will continue to explore throughout this book, the satisfaction and fullness of a person feeling the God eye is no small thing either. There is something profoundly real and even scientifically tangible to this. Again, what is happening? Let me give another quick picture that I often use to help people understand. And I've used this, you know, forgive me for the lack of better language, but if a whole room was completely filled with marijuana smoke, anyone who came into that room and took a breath, even just a little bit, they would get high. No one who inhaled in that room would be able to remain unaffected. A substance was released in that room. That substance affects everyone, no exceptions. It doesn't depend on their personality or mood. It doesn't really depend on anything. All that is needed is the substance in the air and the ability to breathe. This is very simple science. We don't have to make spiritual things so complicated to understand. God is the substance. Hearing the good news of Jesus Christ awakens our ability to breathe. Woo! Let me just say it again. God is the substance, and hearing the good news of Jesus awakens our ability to breathe. And so much healthier, fuller, and richer than marijuana smoke is the glory presence of God. That's some good Shekinah. I honestly believe that we were created out of the substance of God. God's spirit is our home. All things originated in Trinity. So experiencing Trinity is like being fully home. God, the life source of all things, is so full and rich, filled with goodness, exploding with creativity. God's spirit is invisible, just like the deepest parts of humans. These two were created to be one. We were meant to be. The goodness of this infinite source called God, uniting with our deepest parts, creates a euphoria beyond anything else that could ever be. This is the great goal of human history. The whole point of it all is for the two to experience oneness, the truest, most intimate relationship. Just like in a marriage, there is intense bliss around true oneness. The truest, most intimate relationship. Scientifically speaking, there is something real and observable going on here. Most likely with the right tools, we will someday be able to scientifically observe and measure this phenomenon. Until that time comes, I say, we keep experiencing it for ourselves. Be a mystical cosmonaut, exploring God deeply and richly like the mystics of old, like the disciples of biblical times, like our Lord Jesus Christ laid out before us. His presence has been freely given for us to partake. Partake, 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 partake. as you recognize heaven all around and within you, namely the very fullness of the person of God in Christ, you will experience this reality. This is what is happening to us. Somehow it starts with hearing the truth. This allows our hearts to open up to the substance that has always already been there. Like I mentioned before, the message of Christ enables us to breathe the substance of Christ. Although, as I get the next slide up, I will say, sometimes you just start to experience it before you know the truth at all, and you don't have to know anything. Yo, but anyway. But they work together. It is wholly true that God and heaven have always been right here, inside our bodies and all over the cosmos. Yet most people are living closed off to this reality, mostly due to hurts and disappointments. This is why most people think we are crazy for being high on God. It has not been the experience of most people so far in human history. It seems too good to be true. It feels unsustainable, unrealistic, or strange. Something does, however, seem to open up within us and around us, even physically, when we become convinced of the good news of Jesus Christ. It's as if a whole new world lies revealed before us. This could easily sound like we were just going crazy, but maybe it's that we were crazy before. What if it is just now that we are coming to see the world rightly? This is why I brought up physics earlier in the chapter. Scientists are beginning to discover some things that confirm what I'm saying here. There have been some studies done that reveal certain matter behaving differently when being observed. We are discovering that perception can literally change physical reality. What if realizing the truth as revealed by Jesus Christ, that heaven is here, even when we don't see it with our physical eyes, is the very thing that shapes a new reality to be experienced all around us? Matthew 4:17, Mark 1:15. Humanity is also just learning about other dimensions. What if heaven has always been all around us, but we hadn't picked up on how to live in its dimension? I believe that science will grow closer and closer to confirming something similar to this exact conclusion. What if there was a whole reality, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that we could be experiencing, but because our perception was not right, we were missing it. Whether I have it right scientifically or not, I am pointing to a reality that I believe confirms scripturally, theologically, historically, and experientially. There is a whole new world that is all around us, within us. The whole earth is filled with the glory. Shaga, laga, 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 laga. This glory has been so intense that it has physically knocked people down through the ages. This glory can affect us so powerfully. This is what is happening when we are getting high. This is what is happening to you right now. Shabba baba bing bong bing bong. It is the glory of God tangibly affecting our being. Woo-hoo! Just stop again for a second and take another breath of that. Love you, Jesus. As soon as I began to realize that heaven was open and present to be experienced now in Jesus, I began to feel literal, tangible effects, as I mentioned earlier. To give further help in letting you know what I mean, let me make an attempt tonight to describe more specifically, with your help, by the way, what some of these effects have been. Some of these may read as a bit childish or shallow at first, yet don't underestimate the value of simply being ravished and filled with pleasure. There is a powerful value to being overwhelmed with pleasure. We were made for it. We will discuss that more in chapter 5, but for now, I want you to know more specifically what exactly is available to you in the God High. Is this for real? What exactly happens when you're high on God? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's attempt to put together a list of literal descriptions of what being high on God is like. This list is in no way comprehensive, but it should be enough to whet your appetite. We were made to live in his ecstasy. Yo! Woo! Oh, this is fun. This is just a fun one, guys. And maybe you guys can add some more, but these are what I listed in my book, Symptoms of Being High on God. Ooh, and if you want to experience one of these and you haven't, or you just want to experience it again, just take it, take it, take it. Number one, I don't know why I put these in any order, but the body buzz, literally the physical body just begins to feel really good. Pain decreases. Your whole body can feel very light or just generally comfortably numb. Sometimes there is literally no pain, even up to the point where you may feel like you have a brand new body. The body buzz is extremely common in varying degrees. Amen. Number two, the euphoria. The sense that everything is just so great. You can feel extreme happiness, like everything is right with the world. You begin to believe in people again. Woo! An almost ridiculous positive outlook takes over. This is very common as well. Hey, Shabba Baba. Yo. The third one is the excitement. Often a renewed passion for life will arise. It becomes easy to believe in your dreams and callings. You get energy for living with zeal again. Whoa, energy for living. This is also a common effect. This one can cross over and become a full-on supernatural ability to do tasks, even impossible tasks. Oh, we thank you for your excitement, Lord. Oh, ba 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 ba. Another symptom of the God High is childlikeness. You can act silly and easily have fun again. You're relaxed. You have an innocence about you. You don't take yourself too seriously. I would say you have an awe about creation again. You know, you're just like a kid, like a little kid. Whoa. This is the one reason why people don't take everything seriously. Sometimes they just underestimate what we're preaching because we just look really young and not like experts. So we look like little babies. Sometimes you just feel like a little baby. You just start to look younger. You don't have that look about you that's scary. You know, people tend to listen to like people that are a little scary. Sometimes the people are used to responding out of fear. And you're just a little baby. Shabba. Another one I'm feeling right now, honestly, is a loss of motor functions. Shagalagalagalaga. Often a person will slur speech, walk slash drive poorly. People will fall, just be rendered immobile on the floor. This can also be called ligature. There's actually a technical term for it, ligature. When experiencing this, it is recommended that you be careful about engaging in activities that require motor function. God has a way of protecting those in this state too, but proceed with caution. I have definitely seen people get so whacked that they would fall over. We had this 70-year-old lady in a meeting one time. She totally fell and slammed her head on the chair, had no padding on the chair. And I was like, oh my God. And she got up later and she had absolutely no symptoms, never had a problem afterwards. She's like, I was protected. I don't know what happened. And she hit it so hard. The whole like place was like a little afraid. But thank you, Jesus. Anyway, you can lose motor function. Definitely. My God. Sometimes catchers are still recommended, though. I'll tell you what. Holy. Anyway, I think sometimes catchers are just fun, though. I'll be honest with you. Another one, passing out. Whoa, boing, boing, shing dong. This one is not quite as common in my experience. I've had it a couple times. However, sometimes in the weighty presence of God, you can get so absolutely high, you really can pass out. Oh my God. Thank you, Lord. It can come on slowly or very quickly. Shung, nong, 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 nong. Someone who edited my book for me or who did a rough draft asked me to include this one, and I thought it was very good. They said, well, don't forget running and moving and shaking. The glory of God is the purest, most powerful energy. Many people are experiencing the God High, get the desire, sometimes an almost uncontrollable urge to move, dance, shake, or even run. I get all of these. I get all of these guys. Whoa, there have been many forms of this throughout history. The holy shakers, the Quakers, the runners. You guys ever been in church where people just start doing laps? Skipping, I love it. Yeah, I do a really bad old white guy dance, you know. Starts coming on. People think I'm just being stupid, and I am, but I'm also really hammered, and it just feels good. So, muteness. In rapturous joy, I have honestly been struck mute for hours on a couple of occasions. I've heard of this happening to others as well. The reality of heaven is so amazing. You are literally left speechless. Zing, 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 zing. Visions, the holy counterpart to psychedelic drugs, being high on God, often causes visions of different sorts, from seeing simple pictures in your mind's eye to full-on open visions. It all could happen. These are not quite as common. They seem to happen more to some people. Oh, ding, 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 ding. Let me see. More to some people than to others. This includes all sorts of seeing into unseen realities or distant events supernaturally by the spirit, or just hearing, seeing the heart of God, et cetera, et cetera. You know, visions, dreams, psychedelic, dong, ding, dong, bong, bong. Yeah, you know, that's the vision realm. I've often heard from experienced mystics, you know, that the bliss is, they always feel heavy bliss before they get a vision. Shugga lugga ding dong. And I could say the same, honestly. Holy. The next one is the satisfaction. A deep sense that all is well almost always occurs. This could also be called the bliss. The real experience of Christ's perfect work in creation and redemption produces a profound, stable sense of being satisfied. Amen. Oh, that's just such a good one. I think that's, you know, people are always looking just for peace, you know, a sense that all is well. Anxiety, the calmness to anxiety, the settling of all your fears and worries. Oh, I just feel that coming on right now. I just feel that's for somebody right now. Bong, ba-dong, bong, bong. If you're watching and you've been anxious, you've been worried, thank you, Lord, right now. Woo! This is a change. Oh, your synapses in your brain are just thinking differently. You're being rewired. You're being brainwashed to wake up to that mind of Christ. The satisfaction guaranteed. Woo! The satisfaction. You can get some. The Rolling Stones were wrong. he rolled your stone away. There you go. bing bong, bing bong, bing bong. The rest of mind and soul. Another symptom is the rest of mind and soul. As a result of the satisfaction, the whole being is put to rest. Worries fade away. The mind can become quiet and still. Becomes easy to trust in this place. You are no longer ruled by the tyranny of the urgent. You lose a sense of lack. Boing. Wow. The next one is effortless fruit of the spirit. This is the greatest experience of all. It becomes so easy to fall in love with God and people. You lose temptations because you're no longer filling a void. You feel full. You learn that joy is far more than a word. Peace rushes like a river. You feel stable because of the satisfaction and rest. The virtue of God flows through you in long-term relationships, causing expressions of the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in the book of Galatians chapter 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. It is so drunk right now, I gotta tell you what. The greatest symptom of all truly is that you are love drunk. You literally feel full of God who is love. You're experiencing authentic union, intimacy with the Trinity. You become empowered to be no longer simply a taker, but a giver. When you're so full of Him, you no longer are a taker. You become a giver. Woo! We are set free to overflow with generosity toward others. We begin to care about the world with no hidden agenda. We find that we like people. We feel good and we're ready to help others feel the same. We are high on God / love. What would you expect? Oh, we're coming to the end of this, and I'd love to hear you guys share some of your experiences, what it feels like. But just finished. I got like a page and a half. Now remember how I said earlier that God is the substance, and hearing the good news of Jesus Christ awakens our ability to breathe. Let's discuss that in further depth. This is the good stuff. I feel like a glory dealer about to deal you the best stuff ever. Ha, ha, ha. As we close out this chapter, I just want to be totally clear. We get high on the person of God who is love, which is the glory, which is the substance of God. Many people believe that God is good. We can know intellectually that God is love. We can know that God is a consuming fire as a fact in our head. However, it's obviously a whole other thing entirely to be actually consumed by a fire. You get high when you begin to experience that substance that is goodness itself, himself, herself even. But most of you would need another book to be comfortable with me saying that one. So for most of this book, I will use masculine pronouns when referring to God, LOL. The substance is love itself. The substance is consuming fire itself. The substance is God himself, Jesus, the Trinity. The drug is God. God is what we are on. God is what we are high on, nothing else. Here's some more really important stuff regarding all this as the chapter concludes. I'll go to the last page. Oy, oy, oy. Like I said, God is the substance, and it's hearing and understanding the good news of Jesus Christ that allows us to breathe God's substance continuously. Unfortunately, some folks throughout history have been intoxicated by the glory of God, and yet it only lasted for a short time, seeming to wear off later. Sometimes the glory comes so strong, even when we haven't really understood how to breathe it regularly by the gospel, it can just overtake an individual. That experience is amazing and precious just as it is. However, hearing the good news of Jesus and truly understanding it is the big deal. Having a revelation of Jesus' gospel enables the deepest places within us to remain open, like a channel of his substance. Understanding Jesus' message allows our hearts to fully trust. The truth sets us free. Even in times when life appears as a contradiction, through the clear revelation of Christ, we can remain continually high. Remain. For this reason, I want to continue to share what this good news of Jesus truly is. It may seem like a broken record, but most of us need to hear it almost daily. Once we thoroughly lay a foundation of Jesus' good news. I don't know why the J's given out tonight, but it's out. J's. J's good news. We will also discuss what is the nature, history, and purpose of this high, this intoxication. Some of you may have a problem with the word intoxication, as though you are receiving something negative, something toxic. God's glory is the exact opposite of toxic. However, we are using street lingo and slang that has been incorporated into the English language to have a meaning beyond the exact literal breakdown of the word. This is the lawyer's disclaimers, you know. There may be other words like that, and I may encourage you to look to the overall deeper function of the word, not so much the form. Read on for further depth of exploration to increase your understanding and sustain your experience. I pray that the spirit of revelation be upon you as you read. This foundation of understanding will greatly help you to remain high on him. Cheers, deep drinks. Woo! Shibby dibby 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 dib. Another round of body and blood. So that was chapter 2. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I would love to hear if any of you want to share, like, How has it felt for you experiencing this union of heaven and earth? Just to tell, you know, because, yeah, like I said earlier, you know, when we just, we talk about how it feels for us, many times you're like, oh, wow, maybe that's for me. Maybe I was feeling that a little bit. And I can just remember, lean into that a little, or lean back into that experience. Whoa, because it's just so much fun. Jesus created us for wild experiences, for so much more than this stoic, like, there's so much stoic emotionalist, like, you know, repressed Christian life going on. It's not even life. We've been created to, for a zillion ravishing, intimate kisses from Papa, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. So anybody else want to share a little bit? What is it like? What is this whack? What has it been like for you? What happened to you? Shaka-laka, what is happening to you right now? What are you feeling? What are you, what do you see? What is whack? Who's going to be bold and be the first one to share with the class? What did God do to you, man?
Man, I tell you what now, child. The Lord done it all, man. Oh, man. What comes to my mind is, we get to feel every emotion. We get to feel every good version of what people are seeking in the world, and drugs and alcohol, and it's free and there's no bad side effects. It's only positive. It's so good.
Yo.
But I what come to my mind is just, and I think you even said it, just feeling comfortably numb. And I think I think another way to say that is like alive to God and dead to the world. Like there's nothing that will affect you. I literally felt like this numbness for hours, just takes all pain away. Any like uncomfortability, things that would bother you don't bother you. We're all numbed up. It's like an anesthesia.
Bro, yeah.
I felt it that way. I felt it lots of other ways, but that's the one that comes to my mind. And it's very taste.
Woo! I love that, bro. Yeah, it's so good, man. It's stunning. Like, it's really scandalous to put it in that kind of language, but we need it. I mean, it's the reason people get addicted to so many different, you know, substances or whatever can bring them comfort, because we were created for this body buzz, this bliss, a tangible, even physical, like, thing to ease, just to bring an ease over everything, you know? So, I thank you, Jesus.
Man, amen.
That's such a good one, man. Yeah. Ooh.
I'm down to share.
Scotty.
What's up, man?
High on God for many a time.
2008.
Bro, my favorite. For now.
Such a good year. I would say, like, one of the first times for me, I was at a house of prayer, and where I just, like, felt like a real, like, I mean, just obviously it's all real, but like physical, tangible manifestations. And I think someone was just like praying for me behind me. I never saw who they were, so it could have been like an angel or something, but my belly just started like vibrating. Like, I would describe it, the feeling, if you're in a pool and you like put your hand in front of your belly and you kind of like wiggle your hand, that like water pressure, that's kind of how it felt. And they say like rivers of up from inside you. So that's what that felt like. And that was really cool. There's been other moments where I've felt almost like this like a wave of like ecstasy almost like in my heart. It was really cool. Like that was awesome. I was just like thinking about union with God when that happened. And then there's been some times where like my face will just kind of go numb. Like it's, I don't know how to describe it. Like someone put anesthetics in my face.
Yes.
I've seen these like little, like almost like Tinkerbell angels. I think Bob Jones talks about them. But yeah, good stuff, man. Yeah.
Bro, yes.
I
It's so wild.
just, yeah.
People would have told me this stuff 15 years ago or whatever, or however many years, 17 years ago, I would have been like, this is, what are you talking about? And now I'm like, bro, it's so real.
Yeah. And to just go off, I know what you were saying too. I just feel there's so many different ways God can encounter us and all valid. And I think, I'm sure we both kind of saw that in the, like those early days that like people would, there'd almost be like, oh, if you're not manifesting a certain way, then you're not feeling the Lord. And it's like God can show up any way he wants. So, there's no like better or worse. It's more just about experiencing God's love more than anything. So,
Come on,
yeah,
bro.
be blessed.
I love that you brought that up. And it's so important because there's just so much people already deal with so much comparison, and just inadequacy. We're either proud if you're like doing the right things, or you feel condemned if you're not. And it's like the gospel is literally the exact opposite of that whole thing. And so to turn the whack into something that puts us back on a comparison and performance chart is literally to lose the entire point. And but it's so easy to do with anything, it's like just the I think that's one of the primary atmospheres of the world. That's really what religion thrives on, and so many different things. It's like this chart of judgments, and so it's as long as it's good and it's and you feel love on it, it's of God, and the bliss, the whack is he just wants to pleasure us and release experiential, tangible things, whatever it may be, I can't tell you how many times I think people felt condemned because they weren't rolling on the floor and laughing. And I love rolling on the floor and laughing. I mean, it's so fun, but it's like that's one of a billion possibilities of things that could happen, And so it's definitely beyond any, especially any one physical symptom. That's why it's fun to list a bunch of them and just talk and share, like, maybe there's something people are experiencing in the bliss that I've never even thought about, and that's how you get high on all the time, So, yeah, it's so huge. A big thing to probably bring up almost every time we get together because it's just too common. There's always somebody struggling with inadequacy, and we snap that off in Jesus' name. You're just so loved, and he's so glad we're here, and he's pouring out something that's unique. To each of us, uniquely drunk. And even if you don't like the word drunk, I don't care. People, even though I use it all the time, people think I'm going to be offended if they use some different language or something. I'm like, man, how about overwhelmed by love, or you just feel super happy, or you feel like you're in a hug. Like, it's so good. I have zero desire to put another yoke on anybody. Amen.
I'll
Woo!
share something.
Shakira!
Hi.
Love
So I have since I'm not in the living room, it's easier to share this way.
In the honey pot.
I'm in the honey pot. Oh, there it is this way. Shaba. So I've had lots of different experiences. I like to think of them like a song with Papa and I. Like, the really amazing ones that people like to talk about and like we get really whacked on, like where you're on the floor, like Michelle's typing in there about how people have to carry her. She was telling me on a coffee date and it was like, it's getting so hammered just listening to it. Or like there was this one time where I couldn't talk for like hours. All I could say was holy. People were like, people asked me what my name was a couple of times and I seriously couldn't remember my name. And it wasn't pretending. I like had no idea. It wasn't important. I just didn't know. All I knew was Jesus and he was crucified. That's seriously all I knew. I'm serious. So those are like the choruses in my life. But the really cool parts are the verses. And I like the scripture that says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights. So I get whacked on my coffee in the morning. I get whacked on when just when any little thing is beautiful. The way the sun shines in, the way the birds are singing, the way the blanket feels against my skin, literally anything gets me jacked because every good and perfect gift comes from him. And on top of that, with this gospel, I get to enjoy every fulfilled promise now. So like every healing, every promise, every hope, every dream, I get to enjoy it now. Right now. Like, what does it feel like to have all your dreams come true right now? Oh, that's a good drink. And that's what gets me whacked all the time. So those are like my verses every day. And then every now and again, we'll have a chorus where I'm like paralyzed on the floor or whatever. And that's fun too. But I love this teaching because the whack is Jesus. That's what we're drinking. It's him. It's what he's done. It's not a performance. It's every good and perfect gift comes from him. Shabbat.
Wow, that's so beautiful. So beautifully put, the verse chorus thing. I'm gonna think on that, man. That's substantial. That really makes sense to me. It's strong. Wow. Whoa. I just got hit. I had thoughts and now I literally can't think. Whoa. Maybe he's doing that to a bunch of people tuning in right now. I literally cannot. Just hearing you guys, and I'm reading. I can read. Michelle's has been coming in. It's just ooh, so good to remember. I mean, he's lavished us with 1,000 different experiences of the bliss of union. Wow. 1,000 verses and choruses. Endless. Oh my God. It's the song that never ends. Some people started drinking it, not knowing what it was. Wherever you are right now, there is a wave of God. Jiggy, have it, ride it, whoa, be carried along. I love that phrase, carried along by the Holy Spirit. Oh, carried along. It was then that he carried me. There was only ever one set of footprints. He was carrying us the whole time.
We were too drunk. He had to carry it.
That's it. It's like Michelle's testimony. There was only one set of wheelchair tracks in the sand. Wheelchairs don't go very well in the sand.
Jesus had to be wheeled by the Father. Yes. While he's carrying us.
Yes, just fly. Michelle says, just fly. Yes, there's friendly skies. Oh, the friendly skies. Oh, United Airlines, Spirit Airlines, now United Airlines. Keisha says he had to ride a donkey. This is getting good. Oh, okay. I think I know what I was going to say. It was off of what Shakira was saying. Oh, help. I love what Shakira was saying about it was like, to me, I use the word integrated. I really like that word in recent years. It's like the whack. At first, it was like in these special moments, you know, there were these moments where you were in a good meeting, or maybe you had a great prayer time, or you were listening to like that really great worship song, or somebody prayed for you. We had these moments. At least that's how it happened for me. You know, it was like these moments. And I think, whoa, in those times, it was a lot about, you know, and maybe, I don't know, this is just my experience. It was like all about this really, the weirder, the more profound, you know, if you were rolling on the floor. And, but then it was like, it just became more and more integrated into daily life experiences where, and it was no less, it's no less drunk to me at all, but I'm just functioning like as a normal human, but I enjoy everything. Like I just love, like Shakira was saying, she loves her coffee. She loves to look outside. You know, you just start to, you know, you become a better parent because you love being around your kids. Even when they're being naughty, you're all of a sudden you're overwhelmed with patience because your patience is in the whack. You know, it's all in the wine. You're literally not annoyed when your kids are doing stupid stuff. Like you just don't argue with your spouse. You don't get annoyed. Everything just becomes, yeah, everything is so beautiful, Shakira says. And it's so true. I love my jelly beans. Michelle, that's good. It's so true. Whoa. I think it was Thomas Merton who is talking about, you know, when he was awakened to Christ in everyone. He was just downtown Louisville, Kentucky, and he began to see everyone as they are. He said he just began to behold everyone as they are, shining like the sun. Woo! The whole earth full of the glory of God. And all of a sudden, you're just making your breakfast and you're whacked. You're driving to work. You're whacked. You're just going somewhere. You're doing anything. And it's just an integrated bing bong wing wong shang along. You don't need all this thing. I love that verse chorus thing. That's really good. That's really good. Integrated oneness, you know, because Jesus is a human and he loves human life, and we're not trying to escape and go off to some spiritual place. That's why it's become increasingly challenging for me to tolerate all of the ascending, going to heaven language. You know, where have you been to heaven lately? Like, I'm like, bro, the point was heaven on earth. Like Jesus came here, you know, and it was so that we could wake up to the glory here. Like God created the earth, not so we can escape it, you know. And the whack is all about heaven on earth and integrated shing ding. And that's I think it's come over a lot of us in these years of growing in whack. What is whack? It's normal everyday life, but feeling like God in just anything. You know, you're building a swing set. You're just, you know, you're working on your car. You're whatever it may be. It's flooded like every tree. What is it, like William Blake poem? You know, in every blade of grass, in every grain of sand, Not trying to go anywhere. I'm already there. So, Gloria, anybody else want to share what it's like? What does it feel like to be whacked up? Anybody else want to share a little testimony or just what you felt? What are you feeling? If it's different, you know, as long as it's good, as long as it's love, it doesn't have to sound like anything we've said so far. That's okay. Shaba Shing Dong. It's just fun. I'm so drunk hearing you guys' stories. Woo! Cheers. Ooh. Wow. I know sometimes at first it's been scary for folks. I should read some of Michelle's. She's up late in a place where she can't say stuff. What did Michelle all write? She wrote a lot of good things. Oh man. Well, the most recently one was hot fire. Heaven on earth. I love my jelly beans. It was yummy, good with sweet friends. Yay, just fly. Wow. Warmth. Yes.
You're drunk, Michelle.
That's drunk. I know sometimes it's scary at first for people when they start to feel this because they've never, it's just surprising, you know? I know for me, I like to share this story sometimes because people think, oh, you were just always like this. This is your personality or whatever. Like, guys, I was like a very quiet, introverted kid. I was not an outgoing guy. I'm still not exactly outgoing. It goes, you guys see me interact in social settings. Sometimes I am if I know everybody or something. But like, I was not, it's not my personality type to just like be, you know, I did a few drugs and just in my last end of high school. So that I got out of high school and stuff. I partied a little bit, but I was not like just this crazy, colorful person. But I began to experience so in the year 2001, I began to experience like what I would, you know, speaking in tongues for the first time and kind of this fire thing, this passion, this zeal, prophetic. I would get an occasional word here and there, you know. But it wasn't until like I was kind of praying in tongues, I don't know, around 2005 or six, where I actually started to feel what I now know is like God in my belly. Like I started to feel, oh, there's someone moving around in there. Like I started to feel something moving inside of me. And I just say that because whoever, I don't know, you know, sometimes people, you just don't know someone's experience. Like maybe you feel like it was really tough. I mean, for the first 25 years of my life, I didn't tangibly feel God in the way I do now. Like I was not a part of my personality. I was not all whacked or jacked. Like I would barely ever feel anything. And then I started praying in tongues. I remember I was praying for a sick person and I just was praying in tongues over them. I was like, Shara kautori atakara shiori akata. And all of a sudden it was like, what, something's going on in there. And I just remembered it later that night as I was like going to bed. I'm like, I want to try this again because I was feeling something. And it felt really good. It was just kind of like a little trickle. And maybe this kind of relates to what Scott was saying. It's like, you know, he started to feel waves like there was living water coming out of him. It felt like a little trickle of something. And just like, it's like a tap was like started to open up, you know. And whoa, and I just started to feel stuff. So, you know, this isn't a how-to. Don't ever take someone else's story into a how-to. But, oh, yeah, Dante's on here. We should hear some of his drunken story. Is he still on here? I don't know if he's here anymore. Oh, there he is. There he is. Oh, we got Amanda Ford, too. We could hear some from her. But, yeah, for me, it was like a little trickle. And then in 2008, when I just got smacked with a series of kind of divine appointments, like it was like four or five different powerful things. And then that whole year, it was like that trickle turned into like a rushing river out of my belly, just rushing and just tangible experiences that are like things I could never describe in words. And it was like color and light and sound and just the hug of God. Like I just began to feel ecstasy, like a thousand times greater than all the drugs I'd ever done. Like honestly, just like waves of like day after day, just like insane. And at first it was kind of a lot around meetings, or like we were saying, it was like around different things. And then it just became more and more intense. And so anyway, anybody else want to share? We were all calling on some names. What does a whack feel like for you? What has it felt like? If you could name a couple of words for like, or as much as you want, just fun. No pressure. If you don't want to share tonight, it's all good, but we got some heavy hitters in here. If you're tuning in and you look on the screen, you could message almost any of these people and they'll tell you a lot of glory. Dante's being called on here, you know. Any words for the class, brother? Dante's like an inferno of glory, you know, of course. No problem is here. Do you feel like you have no problems? Oh, Jeanette, what happened to you? What does it feel like for you, Jeanette? Oh, I see your face. There's no right or wrong answer here. You know, if it's different, that's okay. Different is good.
I'm still like popping in and out, and it's all different seasons and feelings. My favorite is the super spastic Ren and Stimpy. joy, 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 joy. Like that's I mean, the cup of inebriation. I forgot what Bible that's what Bible version that's in, but yeah, I love it. Yes. You know, just the mild Noxzema head. I love Noxzema head. I mean, there's so many different types. So yeah, I feel like I'm still a little glory baby, and I'm still at like the beginning, and I just love you guys. I'm so grateful for y'all.
What a good place to be. I think that's the attitude, my friend, is we're all just babies. If we're like 100 years whacked, we have 0.00001% of the understanding. really, guys, we've only just begun. Amen. Like, we have barely seen anything yet. Yeah, I love you, Jeanette. Michelle's saying it, and I agree. It's been so great having you around, getting to know you. We met Jeanette in Hawaii. I'm sure I don't know how to pronounce it. It was so great on Maui. A lot of glory. She took care of us like we were her kids. She carted us around, bought us all kinds of sweet foods, and just loved on us. I can testify that this woman is whacked up. Yes. Dante's already in bed like a good glory baby, so that's good. He's got some good stories. You have to hear him once he wakes up in the middle of the night. He'll have some milk, some mystical milk. Probably won't share it, though. It's just for him. Zach said he got it in 08 too. Look at all these 08 drunks, man. That's a good year. I don't know. It's kind of like 94, and a lot of guys point back to 1994. You know, I got drunk in 2008. You know, it was a weird thought the other day I had was that it's been longer from now to 2008 than it was from 2008 to 1994. It's so weird to think about, but like when I got drunk in 2008, 1994 felt like ages ago, you know. I was like, oh yeah, that was a long time ago when Toronto started. Like, well, 2008 is longer ago than that. Oh, it's so weird to think about. But oh, Dante said he got drunk in 2015 before he was alive in other too, huh? Yeah. Kind of breaking. Go ahead, bro.
Back in, this was probably like I got woke up in like 8 to what Christ did, and then like crazy things happened. But Then I went to a Benjamin Dunn thing, a couple of them, but then I was taken there by some people and like, boom, I just saw all this light. And all of a sudden, like I was in like an old, they were in like an old school cafeteria in like Santa Cruz. And like all of a sudden, like, cause I hadn't been able to eat because I had so much anxiety from being, you know, woken up. And I was like, my stomach was like, I felt like I was dying. Then all of a sudden I could smell food on the floor. And like, I used to really like crumb donuts. And like, I was like, I felt like I could eat off the ground. And that was like the most crazy, intense thing I've ever had. But yeah.
Wow, dude. So wild, dude. Yeah, a lot of us, man, and I love that you shared, bro. So many of us have these wild, interesting, crazy experiences, you know. In one of the chapters of the book, we'll talk about a bunch of stories, more stories of wild things that happen. But it's stuff happens. You just start to fall in love with everything, you know. I remember when Ben Dunn was talking about he was first getting wacky, he was licking the balls. He was like, he's like, I love everything. Jenny, you unmuted. Did you want to share? Or is your thing just not?
Yeah, I thought about sharing some things. Before I really heard the real gospel, I was encountering God in very powerful ways. And sometimes I still do experience this where it's like his power comes on me so strong that it's like I've stuck my fingers in an outlet and I can't move my arms, and I'm screaming. Like, I'm screaming so loud. And so that happened to me a lot for, like, I don't know, a couple of years. And, like, my friends, we would, like, do these gatherings. And I would see them out of the corner of my eye. Like, they knew when I started to breathe real heavy, they would run and have to close the door because I would be the person in the room screaming. And it kind of like, I was like, Lord, why is this happening? Because I was still struggling with a lot of anxiety and depression. And I thought, well, he's doing this because he's going to heal me and all these negative thoughts are going to go away. And they didn't go away, you know, like right away. It's kind of took time, and I had to, you know, hear the real gospel eventually.
Yes.
But one time I had this amazing encounter where, I've shared that I've struggled with insomnia. And so I was like, just asking God, like, what is this coming from? And I was having a conversation with my friend and I was like, well, maybe, you know, maybe like I was living with some friends and I wasn't being really nice to them. And so when I got home, I was talking with them and I decided to just kind of, you know, interact with them. I was like avoiding them and stuff, you know. And then that night I went into my room and I prayed and I was like, Lord, you know, please help me. I'm sorry for how I'm behaving. And I got into bed and all of a sudden I heard the Heavenly Father singing me a lullaby. And it wasn't any words. It went like this. It was, you know, it went, mo, oh, oh. And it was like a rhythm and a melody.
Wow.
And it was like in a matter of 3 seconds, I just fell into a deep, deep sleep. And then like I slept the entire night. I didn't wake up once. And then I got up the next morning and I was like, oh my gosh, the Father sang me a lullaby. I mean,
oh my God.
So yeah, I've had some profound encounters and I've seen visions and stuff. And I think for me, the best part lately is just to hear his voice. Like when I hear his voice, I'm like, I just want you to say something to me, Lord, because I'll go back and like think about things that he said and stuff. And it just like feels so good. And like, and I am kind of a baby. I think like Jeanette said, I'm kind of a baby with the whack though. And the whack, I'm like loving it. I'm experiencing it more and more. And it's feeling really, really good. And then one time I had an experience, I went to, I think it was Robbie Dawkins was at a church here locally, and he prayed, and like the next day I could feel like the spirit bubbling out from inside of my belly. And, sure. And I felt that for like 3 days, and like everything was great. And I was like in love with everybody. Like people are here saying like, yeah. It just felt so awesome. So anyway, yeah, it was great.
I'm so glad you shared that. That was such a real, I don't know. You just have a really authentic way of communicating. Thank you. So cool. He sung you to sleep like that. It is so drunk. Yeah, just so thankful. And if you mentioned the electricity too, I don't think we talked about that, but I think a lot of people have experienced that over the years. I know you, Bill Johnson's got stories. A lot of people have stories of getting, you know, another reason why sometimes people are afraid of, you know, that sounds painful or scary, you know, but it's always good. It's always good. In fact, I've had some people, they get so scared of these experiences because they're so real and tangible that they start to think that, and because they have maybe old paradigms of God, that God's like doing something bad to them or something, or like he's disciplining them with electricity or something. Like, no, that's not what he's up to. You know, or people will be like, I've been so whacked that I haven't been able to go to work. And now I'm like, I'm taking so many days off, and God's like causing me to fail in my job. I'm like, that's not what he's doing. I don't know. There's got to be a different lens for that. Like, you know, and I will say to this, you know, if for some reason he was immobilizing you that much, he's going to provide some crazy, like, drunken provision or some grace with your boss and coworkers. But usually the spirit of the prophets is subject to the control of the prophets. Like now for me, a lot of times the whack is like it's like a thermostat. I can, you know, that's self-control. You can turn it up if you want, you know, and if I'm like doing a task that's important, like I know God's called me to, or taking care of my kids or doing something, you know, I'm not going to like turn it up to full blast where I can't like do anything, you know, like I can't drive and I just run into a pole, like but people get these concepts, they get afraid, you know, because we still have these sometimes these fear based you know, concepts of God. We're like, oh, he's gonna immobilize me so much while I'm driving, I'm gonna wreck and my kids are gonna get hurt. Like, it's not gonna happen, so it's okay. He's not gonna shock you to the point where you die, you know, or something. I don't know, just little disclaimers, because I've honestly had people talk about that to me many times. They're like, it was such a crazy experience, now I'm afraid, you know, and it's okay. That kind of fear is not part of God's equation. The fear of the Lord is just an awe of his goodness and his love and his beauty, and he only has good things for us. So anyway, but wow, Jenny's stories are so rich. Write a book off of all those things already. Woo! Just so thankful. Oh, just so thankful, man. Oh, Zach says, afraid I would look like an alcoholic. I remember John Scotland talking about that too. He's like, I love being drunk, Lord, but I don't want to look drunk. And he goes, the Lord said, glory shades. Why do you think all the rock stars wear sunglasses? The Lord just told him to wear sunglasses and he said it was all fine. Woo!
Anyway, shagalagadingdong. Anybody else want to share a little story? We're kind of wrapping it up for tonight. Wrap it up. But we'll have another drink together as we wrap it up. I know just hearing these can whet our appetite. We're like, man, I want to taste this, or there's something new. Sometimes you know there's something new that he's about to zing zong in your life. Or maybe you're just so thankful. I'm just feeling really thankful right now. Like, man, sometimes I just look back at my life and I'm like, I've seen magic. Like, I've seen real magic, like the good kind, you know? But God, like, I've seen, my hands have been caked with gold. I've seen blind eyes open. I've felt tangibly loved. I've felt love for every creature in the universe. Like, I have seen things that people would give all their possessions and life and money to see. Like, even if you just feel the love of God once, a lot of people don't. They've been loved on by him, but they just haven't noticed it, and they would give anything just to feel that kind of love. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so thankful. None of this is like, I don't take it for granted, all that to say, you know. It's like, wow. Wow. Wow, guys. Like, wow. Is it? Shaba. How good is God? Ooh. Wow. Well, if nobody else wants to share anymore.
I do.
Okay. Amanda, tell us what has happened to you.
Okay, just quickly.
Take as long as you want. Oh.
I grew up in religion, okay, where I thought I had to be a good girl to please God, and I had to do the right thing or he wouldn't love me. And if I messed up, you know, he hated me, and, you know, I had to try and earn his love all the time. And then I got saved out of fear, like... You know how they say, you know, if you walk out of here tonight and you get run over by a herd of pink rhinoceros, you know, where are you going to go? So I got saved that many times running to the altar. Just in case, you know. And then I encountered the gospel where he loved me no matter what. And... I didn't have to do anything, and he turned my frown upside down. He took me out of depression and suicidal thoughts to just joy coursing through my body, insofar as, like, oh my God, like, wow, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. Have I been... And I just wanted to share. It still blows my mind regularly. What happened was, I was on a prayer call with Matt Nichol, and we were watching this really inappropriate preacher who is legalistic and calls everyone swear words and stuff. And I had a full-blown ecstasy watching him. And I think God did it to, like, mess with my mind. Like, I was seriously, you know, hollering and hoeing, and it was like flowing all through me. I was laughing hysterically. Like, it was to anyone, my neighbors probably thought she's crazy. It was the best experience. But the best part of it was, is that it did my mind. It did my mind in, because I knew that I was watching something and laughing at it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, God used that moment to prove that, hey, I'm here with you no matter what you're doing, no matter what's going on, I'm always here with you, and I'm just trying to show you, you know, how pleased I am with you no matter what. So, yeah, it's been a wild ride, The biggest part for me was the love and acceptance of him, because that's what really breaks down the walls of your heart and enables you to receive the love that we all crave for, because we know that love. You know, if he knew us before the foundation of the world, if he knew us, if he really knows us before we even came here, no matter what we do is in this life is irrelevant, as in we are still loved by him. We are still accepted in the beloved, and no matter what anyone thinks about you, doesn't change who he knows you to be. So I just thank him so much daily. And yeah, may he continue to blow our minds and put down our striving and our performance, and that we just continue to learn to rest. It's, you know, the word says it's by his spirit that anything happens. Like, nothing can happen apart from his spirit, that we can do nothing apart from him. So if that's the case, we rest and enable his spirit to do the work. It's like you said before, Matt, it's his yoke is easy and his burden is light. It's not through our ability. It's through his ability, and he can do far above and beyond anything we can think or imagine. So God bless you guys. I love you, and keep drinking. Woo!
Come on. So good. So good. Whew. Jesus. I love that too. There's just the shock value of the glory. I think a lot of us are experiencing so many times that we're shocked at where he's present, the things that he's moving through. Yeah. And just scandalizing us and just making us so, so filled with pleasure that it's just, it's scandalous. Woo! Jesus. Man, just hearing you guys share is hammered to me. Kind of gonna wrap it up, but I'm kind of stuck. Ooh. Shabba. Does anybody just want to pray for us kind of as we close, or we could just popcorn prayer, a couple prayers, or just an ecstatic noise? Or yeah, we need an Adrian song. Is Adrian in here right now? Adrian's not in. We can't. You've been doing an Adrian song in almost every Jubilee lately. So we can do our impressions. It's like holy, 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 ha, 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 holy, 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 ha, 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 holy, holy, holy. Oh, somebody pray for us.
I can pray.
Oh, thank you, Scotty.
Yeah. Thank you, God, for this. Thank you, Papa, for this beautiful family. Wow, thank you for all the experiences you've given us. And thank you for your presence that has no end. Your love that has no end. And I just, yeah, we're open to new encounters with you, God. We're open to new experiences with you.
Woo!
Thank you, God, for your faithfulness, for sticking with us no matter what.
Wow.
Always got our back, Lord. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. So good. Yeah, and anybody that's watching late, if you're watching on YouTube, whoa, we got the echo. I just say all these experiences are yours. Whoa, whatever you want. I know sometimes people hear these testimonies and they feel like, I wish I had that. You have it. I just thank you right now that we all have Jesus. And he has us. Wow, 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 wow. Yes. Every good and perfect gift. Every good and perfect gift. Ooh, ba, 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 ba. Thank you that we're in the hug of the Trinity. Whoa, that we're in the embrace. Intimate union, ecstatic union. Woo! I thank you for just new experiences in dreams and in the night as we sleep. Whoa, as we wake up, I thank you for waking up drunk. I thank you, Lord, for drunk money. Woo! How this affects our finances. I thank you for drunk relationships, just grace, greasy grace, sopping up, seeping out, seeping everywhere. Sip, sap, sop, seep. Yep. Sip, sop, seep the sap. Mm-hmm. Glory. Amen. 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 Well, I just want to do the last little closing announcements. Feel free to lean back, just soak it up, sop it out. But I want to invite you guys. We're going to be in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania in June. If anybody wants to come up to our free School of the Cross, we'll be with Amanda Hunt, Andrew McClanahan, and our Pennsylvania crew will be out in Harrisburg, which is always a fun place. If anybody wants to come join us, let me see if I can find the flyer for that. We're also going to be doing our Kainos experience in July, which is an 11-week time together. If you haven't already, here's the School of the Cross dates, June 21 to 23 in Harrisburg. Just hit me up or Amanda Hunt for the address and the time, exact times. That would be fun. If you are considering, if you're wondering what you want to do this summer, maybe you want to visit Glory Communities, maybe you want to get whacked with some people for 12 weeks or 11 weeks. We're going to be in Scotland, Switzerland, Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're actually going to go out to Nebraska for the Kainos Quinanilla, and then we're going to go to Tijuana, Mexico, all in person. You can't just do one of those locations. You'd have to do the whole shebang, although Kainos Quinanilla is open to everybody, of course. But if you haven't and you're considering, maybe go to experiencekainos.com. We still need a few more students in order to run this school, so just putting that out there. Here's our little details. We're calling it Community Lifestyle Immersion in the Beautiful Gospel. experiencekainos.com. Some of you are already coming. Some of you already put your applications in, but we're looking to get 10 students that would travel the world to really see what these drunken gospel communities are like. So in Wellsprings, or in Edinburgh, Scotland, they have one in Bern, Switzerland, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, that's ours, and then in Tijuana, Mexico. They all have vibrant glory communities, and maybe you want to experience that. Maybe you're thinking about starting a community, or you want to join a community. Well, these are four of the best ones I know of. And yeah, you can see Dante there. Michelle's planning on coming. We got some sweet friends that are already planning on joining. Would love to see you there, July to September. So it's most of July, all of August and September. We'll be together in four different countries. Check out experiencekainos.com. Send us an email or just message me. Shaba. We are starting to announce that we are going to do our Kainos Quinanilla, which is one weekend a year, where we invite everybody out to a location together, and we just it's like a family reunion. It's like our yearly family reunion. We're gonna be in, let me see, I got the flyer. We're going to the Duttons, woo! September 12 to 15 in Ponca, Nebraska with Johnny Bubble Up, AKA No Problem, and Audrey. And they have a cool crew of folks. They've been doing community out in the middle of nowhere, but there's a lot of whack. It's like this will be a camp out farm style. You can stay in a cabin. You can, if you sign up early enough by messaging me or John and Audrey, you might be able to get one of the tiny houses.
You can bring a tent. You can get a, there are some Airbnbs nearby. September 12 to 15 in Ponca, Nebraska. Should screenshot that. That's going to be fun. We got some other stuff coming up, but that's all we're officially announcing right now. And if you are blessed by what's going on here and you want us to keep going, maybe you want to sow a shig. Here's our online giving. You can do Venmo, Cash App, Zelle, or our best is if you become a monthly partner at thefirehouseprojects.com. Some of you are already partners. Really appreciate you helping us to keep answering that question all over the world. What is whack? You could screenshot that and give later, or just go to thefirehouseprojects.com, click the donate button, there's other ways. We always appreciate your giving. Help us keep going. We got our children's home. We're always doing missions. We're doing online stuff. We got local community. You're supporting all that. Thefirehouseprojects.com/donate. All right, love you guys. So good to be together. Thanks for joining for another Jubilee. Stay high on the Most High. I know you will. He's chasing you down at every turn. Even if you try to run from him, you cannot get away. Hallelujah. It's so thick. One more little bite of Body and Blood. Oh, I know I'm going to do it. Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.